here with Ivan Stewart. Ivan, you're here for the weekend. Tell us a little bit about what you got going on here.
Well, this race has always been a favorite of mine. Vegas to Reno, these two famous cities, and off-road, and the fun of doing the event, especially the way Casey's doing it with a multi-day event. I'm not going to be able to watch anything other than the start. I've got to get back to San Diego. But like I say, it's always been one of my favorites. I've got six of my Baja Pro trucks up here running, and I like to support Casey. I think he does a great job. And I love racing. That's one of the reasons I even started my business. It gives me an opportunity to come back, even though I'm not driving and haven't driven for a long time. It gives me an opportunity to come back and see my friends and, you know, get my fix, so to speak, my drugs, you know, my off-road drugs.
So, being a racer at heart, being how many time champion of how many different series, you understand what it takes to race something like this. Tell us a little bit about what these guys are in for in the next 3 days between the heat, the vehicles, and just pure manpower.
Yeah, that's a great question, because I think probably it hasn't changed and probably won't change, especially in off-road racing, in that it takes a lot of discipline, a lot of patience, a lot of experience, a lot of money. All those things don't change and will never change. But I think the guy that's more dedicated, if he gets in shape, and that doesn't cost a lot of money to get in physical shape, and the will to win, the person that really wants to win is going to have a better chance than the guy that wants to go out here and, oh, I just care about, you know, this finishing would be great, which is fine. But the guy that really wants to win and puts in the hours and the prep and the dedication and practice and all those things. But again, you know, I've said it 100 times that I've won more races by not making mistakes than by going fast. Typically, there's going to be a lot of people, even the winners are going to make mistakes. And hopefully there'll be small mistakes. The people that make the big mistakes are the ones that are going to hit the trees and go in the ditch and tear off fenders and wheels and all those things. So it's a whole mixture of things. But making the least amount of mistakes is probably number one.
So one of the other big questions right now is the 1 hour tech at night, or, you know, able to stop and work on their cars before being impounded. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, you know, I've always been for, as much as I could, keeping a level playing field, as long as it's fair for everybody. Everybody get the same amount of time to work in their car. And the other is to try and keep the cost down for the guys. You know, and myself personally, I don't like the qualifying. It just takes more money and more time for the guys to have to take off work and come down here and cost for the qualifying. So basically, it's keeping a level playing field and trying to keep the cost down. That's what we're always in at the battle. Let me help you. So that's it, basically. Level playing field. But that's good. I don't mind the working on the cars. I mean, that's fine, as long as everybody gets the same amount of time.
So what's your final word on this whole race?
Well, it's always the same. It'll never change every weekend. If it's a motorcycle race or if it's rock crawling, somebody's going to win, somebody's going to lose, somebody's going to be happy, somebody's going to be mad. It never changes, you know. It's called competition. We're all addicted to it, and we love to win. We all hate to lose. And there are going to be some winners, there are going to be some losers, I'll guarantee you that. But not necessarily losers. Guys are going to have to be more dedicated and work harder. That's a simple equation.
That's awesome. Well, thank you very much for stopping by. We do appreciate it.
Okay, Chardon, thank you.